Yeah, well, that's when people really began to get very worried that we were going to have to be involved somehow. There was talk about it all along, but nevertheless, that of course made it much more severe. And I think Bell Labs, and here my memory gets to be a little vague on many of these things, and you have to correct me as to dates exactly, but I know the Bell Labs people were talking about, but what could they do to help to try to be getting ready, try to help the British, and they were looking for places where they could pitch in and help some. I think I may have mentioned this other interview a little bit during maybe after a couple of years, that one of the leaders of the physics department had told me that they were very, very good in acoustics, because Harvey Fletcher was an acoustics man, and then somebody under him, whose name slipped me for the moment, was very prominent in acoustics. They'd gone to the Navy, said, you know, we're experts in acoustics, we know that very much involved in the submarine problem, and is there anything we can do to help? And the Navy, this was before we got into the war, and the Navy told them, well, no, we've got very good people and everything's under control. Thank you very much. I think everything's taken care of. Well, after the ships began to be sunk a little, then they were called in.